This is Bruce with the Homies. This is our Bite Series episode. JB has a beer that he got from his Lazy Dog membership. JB, what beer do we have today?
So this one is Stego Stoutus. So it's an oatmeal stout, 6%er. The cool thing about the Lazy Dog Beer Club membership, once a quarter you get 8 beers. Usually it's 2 of each of the 4, and they collab with different people throughout. So we chose this one specifically because it was in collaboration with North Fifth Brewing out of Vegas. So, cool little collab. The artwork's pretty tight. North Fifth is definitely featured on there. And this one, oatmeal stout. So, nice, light, 6%er. It features the malt of Two Row, flaked oats, chocolate, C60, and Munch. And hops are going to be Magnum and Centennial.
Wait, hold on. Time out. What did you say?
He said Magnum and Centennial.
He said Munich.
Munich, my bad.
I was like, no Munch around here. That's a different term for a different time.
Oh, my bad. Munch.
Cheers, fellas. Yep. I love the color. This is dark like motor oil.
So this one I have had before, but I wanted to bring on because lighter stouts aren't usually my favorite. They're not my cup of tea because sometimes they're way too watery or don't have enough flavor, but I think this one does a really good justice, and it is very delicious.
Nice caramely head, like you could just see it, like it's just looking, it's looking nice.
Damn. That you are correct on that lightness. Like, you would look at this and be like, dude, this is going to be heavy just by, like, the color of it. And then you take your first sip, you're like, wait, hold on. Like, it kind of takes you back a little bit because, you know how everybody says don't judge a book by its cover? Like, you're judging it by its cover, and then when you have it, you're just like, whoa, this is very light. You can taste the oatmeal. Yeah. You can taste just the little bit of beer, and then it goes to that light side, and you're like, whoa, all right, this is something that's unusual to me.
Yeah, it's like the lager of a stout type, like super easy drinking. So if you're in the mood for a stout but don't want it too heavy, too much going on, too high ABV, this one just checks off the boxes of being easy drinking. I like that it's not like watery though. It's light, refreshing, but it's not watery. And the flavor comes through really well, and then it has a little hint of chocolate in there. So, kind of checks all my boxes in terms of that. Heron, what do you think about it?
I think it's insanely good. Like, I don't know. It reminds me of, like, a dark chocolate. You know, you do get, like, that real chocolatey kind of flavor that you would expect from a stout, for sure. But then you also get, like, a nice, like, inviting, moderate bitterness that accompanies that chocolate flavor. So it's not like, you know, a sweet stout. And also the, what is it, oatmeal stout? Like, it's going to be pretty soft, too, because of those oats.
Yeah, it's like a rich creaminess almost. So it's like you're not getting that sweetness, but you're still getting that, like, chocolate. And then it's not too much bitter because it's, like, laid off and it's very gentle throughout.
I will definitely say oatmeal stouts over the years were like my bottom tier, like not my favorite. But since doing the podcast and like the listeners at home, like you guys probably seen the evolution of like my taste buds towards stouts. And I will definitely say this is a pretty good oatmeal stout. I never thought in a million years I would say, man, oatmeal stout is good. But this is pretty damn good. I can't hate on it. And for you guys at home that are trying to remember who North Fifth is, that's the same brewery that Julio did his collabs with, right?
Yeah, he did one of those collabs over there, and then they've had some really cool stuff. I know, like, one of their Oktoberfests that I've tried.
And when we say Julio, we're talking about Las Vegas Beer Snob.
Yes.
And we've had him on to talk about his beers on a couple episodes, talking about how the collaboration with North Fifth came about. And it's cool to see now that they're partnered up with Lazy Dog for this beer.
Yeah.
And I think this is actually a pretty good beer to, like, distro to Lazy Dog for everybody who has a membership to try it. To me, I feel like that's a good way of kind of getting into the stout realm, but especially the oatmeal stout.
Yeah, it's a good beer for them to get out to people. And it's tough because in those packs, right, you have variety. So, like, in this pack, they had a Mexican lager, an IPA with, like, grapefruit, and then another one with that was, like, a red imperial ale, and then this, oatmeal stout. So, a lot of variety, and I bet a lot of people don't gravitate to wanting to do a stout, especially, like, an oatmeal stout or a lighter stout, because they're hard to pull off, and, you know, just getting something that a lot of people, when they see stout, kind of maybe shy away from. So hopefully this is a good way to introduce people to, oh, stouts can be light, can be very flavorful while being light, and showcase North Fist talent and get people to look them up, go try them. So overall, great beer. What do you guys think for rating?
Well, you know, you made me go first this last one, and yeah. Since you brought this one, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. I'll take it. So, on this one, for lighter stouts, it checks all the boxes for me. It's hard to pick anything out that I would really change about it. I'm going to rate it pretty high. I think this is something that, if I'm in the mood for a stout but don't want something super heavy, high ABV, and I'm really craving that flavor, I'm gonna lean towards it. So I would say 4.8 for me. I think the only thing that I would like to see from this, or would change as a personal preference only, is I would love coconut in here to add a little bit more of like a sweet little bit of texture to it and make it feel more like a true stout but still being light. If you could find a way to balance putting coconut in here and still keep it around that 6-7% mark, I think it would be a home run. So for me, 4.8, still super solid, super high up. Not gonna lie, I probably haven't rated any Lazy Dog beer collab kind of that high. So I think it's one of the better ones, if not one of the best ones I've had in their collab series. Since I've been doing these boxes, there was a few that were exceptional and really good, but I had their little like weak spots. I think the average rating that I would put for most of their beers is probably like a 4.1, 4.2. So still solid, really good, but very rare. Only like 2 or 3 are up in that range of 4 or 5 and above. So 4.8 is really saying something for me. Heron?
Yeah, so as an oatmeal stout, it's just, I don't know, true to what it is. I don't think I'd change anything, as JB has said. I think it's just a perfect oatmeal stout. And it's brewed out of Melvin in Alpine, whichever you say it, Wyoming. So it's just, I don't know. There's something to this stout that's just, it kind of creates a staple. You know, like, when you think oatmeal stout, you almost want to think of this because it's not so outlandish. It doesn't have the coconut. It doesn't have really anything other than its just true self. And, yeah, it's really good. I don't know. I didn't expect anything from, you know, Lazy Dog. I mean, nothing against Lazy Dog. But, like, you know, they do have all these collaborations and all this stuff. But this one's just, like, it's really, like, a grand slam. Like, it just... it's crazy.
And I think that Heron hits a good point, is expectations for this Lazy Dog membership or the beer club. They're pushing it hard, and I think people need to jump on that opportunity if they have one in their state, because it's such a low cost to get in, and you're getting such incredible beers and such variety. And the cool thing is they even have like a little booklet that explains the beers, what's in them, and it's just a whole great process for you to learn about the beers and enjoy them. So we'll wrap it up. D-Bro, final rating.
I mean, you guys kind of said everything, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to just give the viewers what they want, which is a rating, and then for us to peace out. So I agree with you guys on the rating. I think it's a 4.8. Like you said, like Heron said, you don't want to change nothing about this. This is a very good staple. Mm-hmm. If somebody was like, hey, Dustin, what's an oatmeal stout? I think this would be a good one to hand somebody to say, hey, try this one. I think this is a very good beer, well-rounded, and a 4.8 does it well. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Hey, nice and easy. All right, guys. Cheers. Until next time. Catch you later.
Cheers. Later.